welcome to the weekly news review from Bloomberg New Energy Finance. I'm Angus McCrone, Chief Editor. This week I'll be looking at how the latest forecast from the International Energy Agency is putting the wind up the vests of delegates ahead of the Durban Climate Change Conference at the end of this month. The crisis over Italy's government finances was not the only reason for world policymakers to shift uneasily on their seats last week. Officials and ministers preparing for the Durban conference starting on the 28th of November were given their own reason to worry. The IEA's authoritative World Energy Outlook for 2011 warned that countries are in danger of locking in a future that would see average temperatures rise by 3.5 degrees centigrade, far above the 2-degree increase considered the manageable limit. Bleak calculations by the IEA, unveiled in London by chief economist Fatih Birol, showed world CO2 emissions rising, according to its central new policies scenario, from 28.8 gigatons in 2009 to 35.7 gigatons in 2030 and 36.4 gigatons in 2035. Total electricity generation is now expected to rise from 20,000 terawatt hours in 2009 to 33,000 terawatt hours in 2030 and 36,000 terawatt hours in 2035. Looking further into the detail does not improve the picture. The IEA predicts that generation from coal will rise from just over 8,000 terawatt hours in 2009 to 12,000 terawatt hours in 2035, some 33% of the total, and that from gas from just over 4,000 terawatt hours to 7,900 terawatt hours, or 22% of the total. Worse still is the fact that the energy's forecasts have become more bearish on emissions than they were a year ago. The coal generation forecast for 2035 is 794 terawatt hours higher than it predicted a year ago, while that for gas is 366 terawatt hours higher. Its prediction for nuclear generation, a low-carbon power source, whatever its other drawbacks may be, is now 225 terawatt-hours less for 2035 than the IEA predicted last year. So nuclear will only make up 13% of the total in that year rather than 14%. Renewables do not get away unscathed either. The IEA predicts a near tenfold increase in generation from non-hydro renewables, from 650 terawatt-hours in 2009 to just over 5,500 terawatt-hours in 2035, from 2% to 15% of the total. However, in the 2010 report, it predicted that non-hydro renewables would make up 16% of total generation in 2035. So there's been a 1 percentage point reduction in the IEA's forecast in the last year. Maria van der Hoeven, the IEA's new executive director, said, "Growth, prosperity and rising population will inevitably push up energy needs over the coming decades, but we cannot continue to rely on insecure and environmentally unsustainable uses of energy." Delegates gathering at Durban in just under a fortnight's time will have van der Hoeven's words ringing in their ears. There are a few crumbs of comfort, the first being that it remains within the world's power to craft a different energy future from the one painted by the IEA, as long as action is taken quickly. The IEA also shows a 450 scenario in its World Energy Outlook, one based on the possibility that world leaders will adopt radical new policies to restrain energy use and promote renewables. Under this scenario, CO2 emissions in 2035 at 21.6 gigatons, some 25% below their level in 2009. A second is that the IEA may be being a little too pessimistic, even if its main scenario is correct in terms of power demand and policy development. A major research report by Bloomberg New Energy Finance, published to clients last week, makes its own forecast for renewable energy deployment to 2030. Based on the company's estimates for changes in technology costs and analysis of policy developments. This report sees overall power consumption rising to 34,000 terawatt hours by 2030, close to the IEA's 33,417 terawatt hours. But Bloomberg New Energy Finance sees non-hydro renewables accounting for 19% of the total by that year, some 4 percentage points higher than the agency's prediction. The differences are more striking by technology. the IEA expects 430 gigawatts of solar capacity to be installed by 2030, up from 23 gigawatts installed by 2009, while Bloomberg New Energy Finance projects solar capacity by 2030 of 1,137 gigawatts, nearly three times as much, the key factor behind this surge being relentless reductions in the cost of PV technology. For onshore and offshore wind, the two organizations' forecasts are much closer, the IEA at 921 gigawatts in 2030 and Bloomberg New Energy Finance at 1,340 gigawatts. For biomass and waste to energy, the agency's forecast for 2030 is 193 gigawatts, while the Bloomberg prediction is 270 gigawatts. For geothermal, the IEA is actually the more optimistic, penciling in 33 gigawatts against Bloomberg's 28 gigawatts. There might be a third reason for challenging the IEA's central case forecast, and that involves its underlying economic assumptions. The new policy scenario is based on average world economic growth between 2011 and 2035 of 3.5% a year. If that assumption was half a percentage point too bullish per year, then world GDP would be 8.8% lower by 2035, and projected CO2 emissions also significantly lower. If emission changes were in strict proportion to GDP, they would be about 3.2 gigatons lower in that year. Of course, if world GDP growth was greater than 3.5% a year to 2035, emissions could be even higher than in the IEA's projection. This has been the weekly news review from Bloomberg New Energy Finance. I'm Angus McCrone, Chief Editor. If you'd like to find out more about investment in clean energy, please visit our website, www.newenergyfinance.com, or email us on info@newenergyfinance.com. I hope you can join us again next week.